Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, I'm saved.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary person.
I'm no ordinary person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for
sing it like
greatness.
You believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign
in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean it, say. Ooh, na na na, whoa, yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
You are born to win, born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, ordained by God for greatness. Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus to say thank you. Lord, our hearts are just filled with thanksgiving. We thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, O God, for your love, for your mercy, for your kindness. We thank you, O God, for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for us so that we would have life and that we would have it more abundantly. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. No matter the storms, no matter the challenges, you are in the midst. You are with us. And so we thank you. We thank you, O God, this morning that we understand that we know that now. We thank you, God, that even in the blind years, you know, when we didn't know you and we didn't understand certain things, that you were still with us. We say thank you, God. We thank you for drawing us to yourself. You know, the Bible says, no man comes unless you draw them. And so, God, we couldn't even be wanting to be here this morning if you weren't drawing our heart. And so we want to say thank you, God, for drawing us. Darkness covers the earth indeed, gross darkness to people. But, Lord, your light has risen upon us, and we want to say thank you this morning. We thank you, God. Every good thing in our life has come from you. And no matter the storms, no matter the challenges, you are with us. You are with us in the midst of it all. And so we want to say thank you, Father God. We honor you, Father God. We love you. Jesus, we love you this morning. We want to say thank you for coming and dying for us. You are the Messiah. And we say thank you, God, for opening our eyes and touching our hearts to that truth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the gift, the Comforter who is with us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. You are our teacher. You are our guide. You are our counselor. You are our advocate. You are our intercessor. You are our standby. You are our strengthener. Whatever we need, it's you. And so we say thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in our midst today. As the word goes forth, we ask, oh God, that you would speak to each heart. Whatever anyone needs, Lord, whatever word each one needs to hear today, you know, you brought them, and you brought them because you have something to say. And so whatever each one needs today, let that word go forth. And let lives be transformed. Let lives be healed. And we ask, oh God, for your gifts, the manifestation of your gifts in our midst today. Every time we gather, Holy Spirit, we ask that your gifts would be made manifest among us. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse tongues, interpretation of tongues. Holy Spirit, you come with 9 gifts to the world, and you come with 9 gifts to every believer. And so as you will, let the gifts go forth. As you will, and whatever each one needs, whatever gift is needed amongst the people today, Lord, let it flow. Let it manifest. And to you, Father God, be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. You know, he said, wherever 2 or 3 are gathered, he's in the midst. Begin to thank him for his presence. Begin to thank him for your life. Ashana mako sai kasha kai. Shantana ko sai kasha ko sakai. Mako shanai kasha kai. Thank him in the spirit and thank him with your understanding. Thank him that he woke you up with a sound mind, that he gave you a heart to want to seek after him. Thank him for your families, your loved ones, your jobs, your careers. You know what? Things may not be exactly where you want it, but praise God, it ain't where it was. Come on, give him thanks. You're on your way somewhere. You're on your way. Give him thanks. In all things, give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, one voice to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of your dear Son, who purchased our freedom with his blood and forgave our sins. We say thank you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And the church said, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Please be here with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of us. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Please be here with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of us. You're the living water, never drying fountain, comforter and counselor, complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Please be here with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of us. Praise the Lord. If you have a testimony, hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. And a testimony is just simply tell us briefly what was the situation, what did you do, and what did God do? Because there's always what to do, right? There's never these things, you know, the table is set. As we always remind you, the table is set, right? God has prepared a table when you come into the kingdom, when you accept Jesus Christ. You know, there's a table set before you, a banquet table, and every good thing is on it. But you have to take it, right? You have to step up to the table. And so you have to make a move too. You know, God has already done what he did. He's already prepared everything for us. But we always have to do something. And so that's why we read and we study and meditate in the Word, you know, so that we would be empowered to take the steps we need to take. Amen? You know, we always have to study. We always have to, you know, it's not like something you do today and then you don't do it tomorrow. Consistency is always the key. You know, consistency. You must be consistent. And, you know, as you do it day after day after day consistently, you know, your spirit is strengthened. You know, you grow, you get strong from within. You know, when Paul prays that prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, in fact, I want to pray that prayer now. Father God, as we gather, We ask, oh God, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of every one of us, Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. I pray, oh God, that you would strengthen each one of us with might by your spirit in our inner man. Lord, let the love of Jesus Christ and the love for our fellow man be rooted and grounded in our hearts today. And to you, Lord, be all the glory. To you, Lord, be all the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. He prays that prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, you know, that the Lord would strengthen, you know, praying for the Ephesian church, strengthen them with might by his spirit in the inner man. And so as we spend quality time meditating the word, your inner man becomes stronger, right? Your spirit man becomes stronger so that you can face life, you know. We exercise and all of that for our physical man, and praise God, that's important. But the inner man must be exercised. And he feeds on the word, you know, and then he acts on the word. You know, and as your spirit, your inner man gets stronger, you're able to face the challenges of life. Just a brief recap. We looked last week at, we were looking at the book, and we are still looking at the book, How to Be Led by the Spirit of God, by Kenneth E. Hagin. How to Be Led by the Spirit of God, by Kenneth E. Hagin. And we went over a particular chapter, How to Train the Human Spirit. How to Train the Human Spirit. It's very important. And the steps that were given, the four steps that we read for you last week, meditation, right? And that being meditation on the word. So we're looking at how to train our spirit, because man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. But most of the time, we stay focused just on the body, right? And the mind, you know, but the spirit is neglected. He's not being fed what he needs in order to be strengthened. And so meditation is was the first step we looked at, and that is meditation upon the word, right? As you spend quality time meditating, particularly speaking of the epistles, right? You know, the gospel, the epistles, the New Testament, because the New Testament is what was written, is our covenant, what was written to us. And so spending time, you know, meditating on the word, right? And then the second step was to practice the word, right? To practice the word. So not just meditating on it, but now, you know, practicing it, being a doer of the word. And James tells us that, right? Don't be just hearers only, but be doers of the word. So the second step was to practice the word. The third step was to give the word first place, right? Put the word first. So whatever decision you're going to make, whatever things you're going to do, whatever, you're always putting, what did God say? Right? We could actually call that step three, what did God say? What did God say? So you're always making your choices. You're always taking your stand based on what did God say. And then finally, obeying the Spirit. Obeying your spirit. You know, the world calls it oftentimes a hunch, you know. But your conscience, that inner voice. Every man has a spirit. So, you know, it's not because you're saved you got a spirit. No. You know, God designed man that way. So every man has a spirit, and every man's spirit has a voice. It's important to understand your spirit has a voice. The world may call it a hunch. They may call it a gut feeling, right? It's called intuition, sometimes conscience, right? But it's the voice of your spirit. And so man's spirit becomes a safe guide when it has been fed the word consistently. Because if your spirit is not being fed the word, then it's prone to tell you anything, prone to do it. And so therefore you're now reacting in the flesh, you see, because the spirit has not been guided, it has not been trained in the word. And so whatever comes at you from the world is what will be done, is what will be said. Now, it doesn't mean that because you're saved that you're going to do everything perfect all the time and say it. But when you're not correct, you're convicted, you see. you're convicted. There's a prick in your spirit. And that's when you repent. That's when you say, oh, man, forgive me, Lord. You know, you repent. But when you're not, you know, the Bible is not your guide. The Word of God is not your guide. Then anything goes. As long as you can get away with it, you know, anything kind of goes. You see? And so that's why it's important that we engage these steps. And we told you that this particular teaching, How to Train the Human Spirit, you can order the DVD, they have it in DVD, MP3, from Hagen's bookstore, Rhema, R-H-E-M-A, Kenneth E. Hagen Ministries, you just go there. Or it's on YouTube also, How to Train the Human Spirit. So it would be beneficial to, you know, spend time learning, listening to that tape several times, and then doing it, yeah, right? So that our spirit can be a safe guide for us. So now when you're spending quality time doing this work, and your spirit can then guide you, because the Holy Spirit in your spirit, right, is guiding you, is speaking to you. You understand? And so that's why it's important to read this book too, How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. I think it's so important. You know, it's amazing, you know. When Jesus left the earth, he said, you know, I'm sending the Comforter, right? And that's the Holy Spirit. And so little is known. I mean, at least in the churches I've been to, you know, or ones I've been around, so little is taught about the Holy Spirit. But, you know, I imagine that every Sunday, you know, you've got to teach different things. So I think it's important, you know, I'm certainly being led by the Holy Spirit to study about him, to understand him more. And I encourage you to do the same, because he's your guide. You see? He's your guide. He's your guide. He guides you primarily by the word. So as you make that time, you know, maybe you start with 10 or 15 minutes daily, you know. And as you do that, it will grow. It will grow. Right? But you think about the time you spend on other things. Think about the time you spend even on a phone call. Right? Think about the time. Many times that can, an hour will go by like that. What about if you did that consistently? But like I said, you know, maybe you know, it might be difficult for you for an hour initially. And so you got 10 minutes just being in the Word. What you're doing is training your spirit so that he can counsel you. You know, your spirit can guide you. Your spirit can direct you. It's very important. So with that being said, let's take a look this morning at, let's meditate this morning on James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Let's do a little meditation here on this. I'm going to read first from the King James Version. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's hear that again. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's get a little more understanding of that. Now, let's look at it in a different translation. James 1, we're going to take the same passage. We're going to look at it now from the Message Bible. And the Message Bible entitles this section, Faith Under Pressure. Faith Under Pressure. So what does faith do under pressure? Consider it a shared gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work, so that you can become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Let's hear that again. James chapter 1, 2-4, Message Bible. Consider it a shared gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Can anybody relate to that? You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. And that's awesome. So you hear what the Lord is saying to us here. When you're facing tests and challenges, you know, right, they come to every life. You just keep on living. You know, there are times you go through a season of rest, and hallelujah, thank God for the seasons of rest, right? But then along comes a storm, you know. Here comes a stormy day, you know, a cloud in the sky, right? And then it starts to drizzle. And then it starts to get a little heavier. Next thing you know, it's a downfall. And sometimes it becomes a hurricane. And God have mercy upon those families in Florida. And Lord, wherever the earth is in upset, we ask for God for, you know, your safety for each one. We ask for safety. We ask for protection. We ask, oh God, that you would give the leaders wisdom, you know, and that those are, and the rescuers, oh God, we pray for their safety as well. And to you, Lord, be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And so when storms come to our lives, you know, as individuals, as tests, as challenges, as trials, our shelter, you know how oftentimes they'll tell you to evacuate or they'll tell you where to go for shelter. Or those buildings, you know, or structures that they know can withstand the storm. Well, that's what we do with the word, you see. But only thing is, we don't wait until there is a storm to run here. We stay here. Come on now. We live our lives here. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, you see. So we stay here, meditating the word, feeding our spirit man, day in and day out. And so the Lord is saying to us, consider it a gift when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Because under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true color. Isn't that the truth? Because we can all shout hallelujah when the bank account is full. We can all say God is good when promotions are happening, right? And things are working out, and the children are getting, you know, they're going to school and they're doing well, and you know they're going to work, and it's hallelujah, it's easy. You feel good, right? There's no pains, there's no aches. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But when the thing stays a little longer than you think it should have stayed. When the situation is going on a little longer than you think it should have been going on, now where's your faith? You see, that's when faith is being tested. That's when faith is being strengthened. That's when you're being, you know, taken to a new level. He said, don't try to get out of it prematurely. You know, remember the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and when they were being thrown to the, going to be thrown to the fire, because they did not bow to the idol. And you know what they said was really deep. They said, you know, listen, king, we will not bow. They said, listen, our God is well able to deliver us. He's well able to get us out of this mess. You know? But even if he does not, we still will not bow. Now that's another level of faith, ain't it? Even if he does not, even if the fire is going on and on, even if the heat, the test gets strong, I'm still not bowing. I'm still not backing up. That's why the Bible says, he said, don't try to come out of it prematurely. Don't plead guilty if you ain't guilty. Come on now. I'm not going to try to do nothing. I'm not going to try to, no. I'm standing on God's word. You remember that testimony we had from one of us? Oh, I think it was last year or maybe before. And she got a ticket from a cop, you know, driving, and gave her a ticket, and she wasn't wrong. And she said, you know, she decided to, she's going to go to court and fight the thing.
And it took a year before the case came to the court. But she held on to Isaiah 54:17 in the same Message Bible. And one of the way that the Message Bible translated it was, anyone who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. Now, I know her personally, and courts are not her thing. You know, there's some people who every morning they need to be in the court. They got to fight. They want to be. They want to fight. That's their life. They're in the court. They want to. But, you know, for most people, we don't want to be in the court. It's a necessary. You go if you got to go. But it's not where you feel comfortable. It's not like you can't wait to get there. And so she thought about maybe, like, just dropping it, paying the money, and just ignoring the thing and going on about her business. You know what I'm saying? But integrity, you know, the truth. I didn't do this. It's one thing if you did something. Like, I was visiting one of the prisoners yesterday, and they locked her up in SHU. And so it's so interesting. I just had her on my mind, and I just ran up there yesterday, and her mother was there, you know, and she came, and the child had been wrongly accused of something. And so when you're in SHU, you're in lockdown, so you don't have access to this, access to that. But you can't take a shower. You know, it's like a hard place to be. And when she came out, Mom and I were there, and she just broke down. She said, you know, if I did it, I'd say I did it. She said, Mom, you know me. You know me. You know if I'm wrong and I did something, I'm going to say I did it. But I didn't do this. I didn't do this, Mom. I didn't do this. And so sometimes you're accused. You didn't do it. God is so good. In this particular situation, you know, there was an officer there. Someone is saying she did a particular thing. You know, a civilian, a worker in the hospital there is saying she did a particular thing. But God is so good that an officer would just have happened to come at that time to escort her. She didn't even, you know, the officer just saw her in this particular place crying, you know, being frustrated. Before she was locked up, you know, this is the incident I'm talking about now. And so somebody lied, you know, this civilian, a worker in the hospital, lied and said she did something that she didn't do. But this officer was there when the report came to say, no, she didn't do that. So the officer has already written her side of it. And then the captain, he's taken it up because she has a good reputation in the prison, you know. Because even when I got there and one of the officers, the officer who handled the visitor's room, heard that she was locked up, she was shocked because that's not her. So sometimes you are accused, sometimes, you know, falsely accused, right? And it can hurt because I saw the pain all over her yesterday. I saw the pain, you know. But as I showed her, your deliverance is sure because look. Look at how God, or the enemy had this evil thing planned for you, but look what God did. There was an officer who's already written her statement. The captain is already saying, listen, I understand, I hear, I've gotten the information. I just have to go through protocol right now, but you're going to be fine. Do you understand? And so when this other woman here, you know, one of us, got challenged by this ticket, you know, she was hurt. You know, a sense of discomfort. But she stayed on this word here. Hallelujah. She stayed on the word. Anyone who takes you to court, no weapon formed against me will prosper. But anyone who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. She's bit down on that word for an entire year. You see, that's the thing. A lot of times we let go of the word prematurely. You see? See what he says here? So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. A lot of times, we're challenged because we live in a fast-paced culture, right? And with technology, everything can come to us immediately. So oftentimes, I mean, I'm challenged by this. You know, you think, oh, man, this should have been over by now. Come on. And if you're not grounded, right, if you're not grounded, you'll give up. You know, you'll drop it. You'll drop the word. You'll just drop it. Like, oh, please. You know, and take matters into your own hands, so to speak. And that's what you don't want to do. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, listen, we're not going to bow because our God is well able. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning. Your God is well able, by his word, well able to deliver you. And Shadrach and them said, but even if he does not, we're still not going to bow. And so when one of us went to court, You know, she's going standing on the word. God is well able to give me victory in this. But even if he doesn't, I'm going anyway. I'm telling my side of the story. And what happened? It was amazing. Out of the judge's mouth, he said to the cop, "That's a lie." You hear me? Out of the judge's mouth, he said to the cop, "You're lying." She held on to the word. So don't look at the time, right? Look at God. Don't count the clock. Don't count the years. Look at God. Look at his word. Just keep going deeper. You know, that's what trees do. You see those trees, they're standing up there. They're so strong, you can't move them. But their roots, honey, their roots way down in your backyard, beyond your backyard, in your neighbor's backyard, right? Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. See? Isaiah 41:10. Let's James 1-8, right? Let's 1-4. Let's look now at Isaiah 41:10. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. For I am with you. Do not look, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. Now listen to this. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulty. Hallelujah. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulty. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. And so you see, count it all joy. Consider it a gift when tests and challenges come. Because what is happening? God is strengthening and hardening you to difficulty. He's strengthening and hardening you to difficulty. Hallelujah. You will not be overcome. You will not be conquered. You won't go down. But you're being strengthened, hardened to difficulty. Now, we don't like the feeling. Who likes it? But that's why you hold on to the word. That's why you stay in praise and thanksgiving. Because tests and trials will come to every life. Challenges will come to every life. But what are you to do? It is not about running telling everybody, because everybody can't help you. They got their own stuff they're going through. Praise God for our prayer partners. Praise God for those who can come and pray with us and rally with us. But after they leave, my friend, you still have to do the work. You still have to do the work. And so Isaiah 41:10 really lets us know what God is saying in James. Ha! Because that's what James is saying. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through the Apostle James. So don't consider it, you know, why me? No, it's not about why me. You're being strengthened and hardened to difficulty. But God is with you. He said, I'll help you. I'll hold you up. I'll retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. God will never let you down. Look at Proverbs 24:10. I'm looking at the King James Version. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Because why? Adversity comes to every life. And so if you faint, your strength is small. So what is, let's go back. What did God say in Isaiah 41:10? Fear not, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties, so that in the day of adversity, your strength, you don't faint. Mashanakusakayi. So that in the day of adversity, you're not falling down. You understand? You're not falling down. You're being strengthened. So challenges come. Trials come. Maybe they're lying on you. Or maybe it's just a situation or whatever you got going on. You know, the in the life, there's all different types of things that come. You know what I'm saying? It might be financial for somebody. It might be physical for somebody. It might be family for somebody. It might just be inner peace for somebody. Whatever form your test is taking. Whatever form your trial is taking, whatever form your challenge is taking, God is saying, I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. Hold on to me. Hold on to my word. Don't try to squirm out of it. Don't drop the word. Don't drop the word. What does God say? That's what you're holding on to. That's what you're, you know, it's like when you get in the car and you put on your seatbelt. That's your the word of God. You're strapping up. You're strapping up. You're strapping up. Do you hear me? You're strapping up. Let's look at it again now. Let's look at James 1, 2 to 4. Let's look at it now in the Amplified. Let's look at it in the Amplified. And see, this is when we're meditating, when I'm meditating on the word, this is how it's happening. And what happens is the Lord may lead me, you know, I'm going through the epistles or something, and the Lord leads me, you know, to, let's say, like he's like this one right here, James 1, 2 to 4. And so as I start meditating on that, suddenly he'll bring another word in. Isaiah 41:10 will pop in. And then Proverbs, you know, it's amazing. As you're spending that time, he's just moving you from one place to another. The Holy Spirit bringing the word to you. But you're sitting there. You're meditating. You're with him. And then all of a sudden, the scripture jumps out at you. And then another verse comes. And that's what you're doing. That's how we're meditating on the word, strengthening our inner man. Now look at it. Listen to it now. And the beautiful thing about going into various translations is because it opens up your understanding. So you see, like, for example, let's just go back. We got a minute. If you take James 1, 2, 4 in the King James Version, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Okay, you may get something from that. And perhaps if you're a church person, you've been going to church for years and years, inwardly you kind of know what that means, what God is saying. But then thank God for various translations. Because now when you take it from the Message Bible, it brings it to another level. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith light is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. You see? He's saying, so, and you know, now is when you're going to really see where your faith is at. Certain tests show you exactly where you're at. And it's not a put-down. It's not that. It's just to show you this is where you are. Because like I said, all of us can shout and jump and praise the Lord when everything is going well. But it's in those tests and trials that you get to see, whoa, this is where I'm really at, and build yourself up. Now, of course, very often under pressure is difficult then, you know, to concentrate on the word. That's why we're telling you all the time to be in the word all the time on a daily basis. You know, I have an intense fitness life. And an intense life, as many of you, you got a lot going on too, I know. And so there's my physical training. You know, I do CrossFit, and that's an hour, like about 4 or 5 times a week. That's an hour. And then I have yoga, right, because I love yoga, the hot yoga particularly. I do Bikram because of the heat and the flexibility it gives you. And that's a 90-minute practice, and I do that about 4 times a week. Those things are for the outer man, you see. So who would I be to be doing all of that for the physical body? And then, like me now, not talking about you all, everybody, you know, do what you do. But me, I can't spend 5 minutes in the Word because I need my inner man to be stronger than my physical man. And so when you spend time feeding on the Word, you're now making that time to build up your inner man. And so one of the things I always do with the prisoners, you know, I take them through the word, but then, you know, we also give them books. Like, for example, this particular young lady I'm talking to, so I'll be talking about the incident happened yesterday. You know, I said to her, because I had just given her, the faith Bible course, you know, and she said, yeah, no, I'm doing it. You know, I'm almost finished it too. I'm doing it. No, Hazel, I'm doing it. And I had given her back before, a couple of years ago, we had given her faith to faith, you know. So, because I want them to understand what I'm teaching you right now, the importance of feeding on the word to build their faith. Because that is the only thing that you and I have at the end of the day. And faith will overcome the world. Faith will always overcome the world. We overcome the world, the Bible tells us, by our faith. You can't even please God without faith. So as you feed on the word, your inner man is strengthened. Because, okay, so big deal, I can lift this and I can lift that and I can stretch here. But there's some challenges in life that come. They don't care what you can lift. You know what I'm saying? It's your inner man that has to lift off of you, right? Because sometimes life comes and puts a weight on you. And you got to now get this thing off of you. How are you going to do that? Are you strong enough? Have you been spending quality time in the Word, building up your faith? Every man has to ask himself that. Because otherwise life will call you out. Because when the test comes, that's when the true colors of your faith is shown. You know, like in our training we're going through now, you know, you go through a period of testing. And so those of us who have been consistent going, you know, to the gym, like whether it's 2 days, however you go consistently, when they come to the test time now, it will show. What you're able to do will show. Now, if you haven't been coming or you've been inconsistent, when you go to do that test, put that particular weight, you can't lift up a certain level of weight. Well, it's the same thing in life, right? Life is putting challenges come, weights come. Sometimes some of them we put on ourselves, right? Making choices. And that's why, you see, we want to train the human spirit. That's why it's so important that we train the human spirit. And the first step to train the human spirit is to meditate on the word. You see, that's why it's so important. You can't compromise on that. Because when your spirit man is trained, he will guide you. You see, some of the choices I have made in the past were because I didn't have this understanding. So I'm going by my best guess, really, or somebody else I respect, her best guess or his best guess, you see, because my spirit hadn't been trained. Or when my mom was alive, run to your mom. She can give you good advice because why? Her spirit is trained in the thing. He's trained in the word, you see. And so that's why we have to train ourselves so that our spirit can guide us, so that when you're faced with a challenge or you're faced with a decision that you have to make or you're faced with a choice, thank God for those people who are your support systems, and we all need them and we all must have them. But you got to sit down quiet. Lord, what shall I do? And listen for the Holy Spirit. Listen for the voice. He'll speak to your spirit. And so that's why we train our human spirit with the word of God, so we are able to be guided. You understand? Just have to go over that. Now let's look at James 1:2-5. Let's look at it from the Amplified Version. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. He's saying consider it joyful. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work. And see, again, telling us don't try to get out of it so quick, so that you may be perfectly and fully developed with no defect, lacking in nothing. Now, let's take a look at some synonyms for endurance. What is he saying? What does endurance mean? Now, let's break it down. Endurance, stamina, staying power. Hallelujah. This is what the test, the trial is bringing out for a believer. You're a non-believer. You don't have anybody any word to stand on. It'll try to destroy you. A believer that doesn't know the word, it'll look to destroy you. Because why did the Bible tells us that? John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But what do I have to do in order to have that? I've got to seek first the kingdom. What did God tell Joshua when he took over from Moses? The first thing he said to him, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, he's just starting his ministry. He's just starting to lead the people. And what did God say? Let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, being sure to do all that is written therein. For then, Joshua, you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. That's what God is saying to us. See? So now, let endurance have its work. Endurance is stamina, staying power, fortitude, perseverance, persistence, tenacity, doggedness, grit, indefatigability, resolution, determination. All of that is just being built up in you. Let's look at steadfast. Right? It said, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be perfectly and fully developed. Look what's being developed in you. Now let's look at steadfast. Steadfast means sure, dependable, reliable, constant, unwavering. Wouldn't you like to have somebody like that standing up in your life? Look at patience now. Let's look at patience. Sometimes, you know, I used to not like the word patience because it used to look like, okay, just fold your hands and do nothing and wait on the Lord. But when you're in meditation, that's waiting on the Lord. You understand? Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord in meditation, in the Word. That's what waiting on the Lord means. You're waiting to hear from God. You're waiting to God be guided. Maybe you're not going through anything. You know, like I said, there's a season of rest. You're still there, waiting on the Lord, meditating on His Word, fellowshipping with Him. When you do that, you're being strengthened. A challenge may not be in your life, but maybe it's in the life of somebody you love. And so you want to be able to have a word in season. Isaiah 50, verse 7. Isaiah 50, verse 7. Right? A word in season for them that are weary. Man, that's my prayer all the time. That's my prayer all the time. You know, I feed on the word because I got to feed on the word because, you know, I got to do exactly what I'm telling you all to do. You know, praise God. You know, God gives me grace to take an hour out of my day to come and share what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing with you, is sharing what the Holy Spirit is taking me through and showing me and teaching me. You understand? That's all I'm doing, because all of us have to do the same thing. There's no, because I'm here preaching it, because I'm called to preach it and teach it, you know, that don't mean nothing. I still, right? The devil don't care. He don't care who you are. We all have to do the same thing. And so I thought that, you know, I never liked patience. And I would read patience in the Bible. I was like, patience. I don't like this thing, patience. What's that? It always felt weak, like you're giving up, you know, be patient, you know, or do nothing, you know. But then this Lord brought me, you know, understanding about what it really means. Listen to patience now. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Isn't that a fabulous definition? The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Why is this important for the believer? Because you're in control. We have the Word of God. Patience, perseverance. Let's look at some synonyms for patience. Perseverance, persistence, endurance, tenacity, assiduity, application, staying power, doggedness, determination, resolve, resolution. Does that sound like a wimp? Does that sound like a victim? No, no, no. So this is what's happening in the test, in the trial, in the challenges. This is what's going on. And so that's why you're biting down on the word and you're watching your mouth, Proverbs 18:21, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so you're not talking about it and complaining about it. And listen, now the flesh will want to tell somebody about it. And so you want to have your trusted somebody that you, okay, you know, here, listen. This was going on. Can you believe it? But you got to give yourself a short span of time to do that. Maybe that one person or that two people, get it off your chest and then shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Have a, you know, this, okay, I'm shutting it down now. You have to, because otherwise your flesh will want to keep talking about it and fussing about it. You know, even in your own mind. And remember what the Bible said, you know, in the Amplified Version, Philippians, we're looking at, if you look at Philippians 4:6-8, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, right? And so you may not be telling people, but now you threaten it in your mind. You threaten it in your mind. And so when I find myself in that place, I'm constantly having to shut it down. How do I shut it down? I bring it back to the word. I will be anxious for nothing. I'm not fretting about anything. I speak the word back to my own mind. You see what I'm saying? I speak the word back to me. I speak the word to me. I speak it back to me. Out loud if I'm in my private, in my mind if I'm in the public. Quietly within me if I'm in the public. Put my headphones in because, you know, everybody talking nowadays, right? So I walk down the street, put my headphones in, and I'm talking. Hey, come on now. Talking to Hazel, you know, by the word. I love it. You see that? So that's what's happening. Endurance, stamina, staying power, steadfastness, dependability, reliability, patience, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Why? Because you know whose you are. You know what the word says. So you're feeding on the word. It brings peace to your spirit. And as we round up, let's go here. Let's look at it, James 1, 2 to 4, New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. And what was endurance? Remember now, stamina has a chance to grow. Staying power. Don't you want that? Stamina, staying power. Don't you want fortitude? Don't you want perseverance, persistence, and tenacity to grow in you? Don't you want doggedness and grit, indefatigability to grow in you? Don't you want resolution and determination? He said, consider it, man. Your endurance has a chance to grow. All of that is growing in you. Verse 4, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You will be able to help others. You will be able to walk over. You will be able to step into higher realms. Because why? You've been built up. You see, many of you, you're praying for promotion, you're praying for this, you're praying for husbands, you're praying for wives, you're praying for more money, you're praying, you're praying, you're praying, you're praying. But you know, can you handle it? Oh, yeah, I can handle it. No, you can't. No, you can't. Not until you do the work, because why? Those things bring challenges. Talk to the married people. Sit down a few of the married couples, not the ones who just did it yesterday. Sit down the ones that have been in the thing a minute now, a year, a couple years. Sit down and talk to them. Talk to people at the top, whatever their fields are. When we're not smiling on the covers of magazines, ask us about the heat. You see what I'm saying? Ask those people who have a lot of money. Ask, sit down and talk to them. If they don't know God, what's the turmoil they're going through? Because God wants you to be rich. And you better understand me. It's in the Bible. He wants you to be wealthy, but not crazy. And so you have to be built up, because what happens is if you're not built up, if you're not built up with the word, hold on a moment. If you're not standing on the word, if you're not built up, if you don't understand how to meditate the word as we're going through it here and how to do it on a daily basis so that you're in an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, that God is guiding you, you'll be drawn away by things. You'll be drawn away by the money. You'll be drawn away by the relationship. You'll be drawn away, right? You'll be drawn away. But when you're planted, solid, rooted, you know how to build yourself. You're building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, meditating in the Word. The thing comes, it doesn't come. You're not moved. Hallelujah. You're not moved because you know it has to come. And when it comes, it's not going to control you. See, that's what happens sometimes with a lot of people. They get money, they get success, they get whatever, and now it's controlling them. Hallelujah. But that shall not be you. Why? Because you're going to do the work. Otherwise, it will be you. It will be me. And so that's why we do the work. And finally, in the Living Bible, dear brothers, is your life full of difficulty? Same James 1, 2 to 4. Is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. We just told you all the qualities of patience. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of your problem. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything. Strong in character, full and complete. That's who God wants you and me to be. Strong in character, full and complete. So any test, any trial, don't think of it as, no, it's made the devil coming at you, people doing whatever. It doesn't matter who it is, what it's, where it's coming from. You stay rooted in the word. You stay rooted in praise. You may not be able to go ha, ha, ha all the time. You know what I'm saying? Something come at you, you wouldn't expect it. You know, unless you're on a certain level, you may not be ha, ha, ha all the time. But you know where to go. You hold on to that word, and then you start to sing your praises. Have a song in your heart. So you're singing, you're praising, but you're biting down on the word no matter what it looks like. Do you understand? Do not fret. I'm going to read you this one now from the Amplified. Philippians 4:6-8. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And then finally, for the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things, your mind on them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, fixing our mind on the word of God, fixing our mind on what's good. You move through, as you move through. And in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, man, you will be victorious. You will be conquerors. Because why? God has already done it. He's already spoken it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, say amen, somebody. So, Father God, we thank you for your word today. We ask, oh God, that this word would go deep into our hearts, into our minds, and bring about transformation, bring about healing. Whatever is needed, bring about deliverance. Whatever is needed, Lord, let this word bring it about in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for each one under the sound of my voice, that you would give each one grace to be consistent in their meditation of your word. Thank you for taking us through this meditation. And I ask, oh God, that you would give each one grace to sit with your word on a daily basis, meditating on your word, making quality time, shutting everything down, shutting everything out, and making quality time to sit with your word, to sit with you, to meditate, to feed their spirit man so that they would be strengthened with might by your spirit in their inner man, that they would be able to be victorious in their life, and that they would be a blessing for others, that by their feeding on the word, that they will have a word in season for them that are weary. And to you alone be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. If you're not saved, you're not safe. And you don't have access. You don't have access to what I just talked about. You don't have access to the word. You don't have access to the power. If you're under the sound of my God, if you're under the sound of my voice, that's right. If you're under the sound of my God, amen. If you're under the sound of my voice, and maybe you knew the Lord, but you know the road got long and you just got discouraged and you turned away. Listen, Jesus loves you. He's calling you to come back home. God has great plans for you. And he wants to show you. He wants to teach you. He wants to give you understanding so that you know how to go into the word and how to apply it to your daily life. You see? How to work with the word in your life. So come, both groups, pray this prayer with me now. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider, who died for my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your head now as I pray with you. Father God, these your children that have come to you this morning. No man can come unless you draw them. So we want to say thank you for drawing them, Lord. And we ask, oh God, that you would just continue to be with them. That same grace that brought them this morning is you, God. And so we ask that your grace continues to be with them. And that same grace, Lord, puts a hunger and a thirst in them for your word to draw closer and closer to you. And, Lord, let none go back. Let none go astray. And to you, Father, be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, welcome. You have just come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. And so now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask the Lord to lead you to your home church. You know, you belong somewhere. And it will be a church where they teach and preach the uncompromised word of faith. It will be a church where they practice water baptism as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, you can feel free to go forward and give your life publicly to Christ there as well. And if you're listening to us, time, you know, someone may have invited you, but it was God who sent for you. And he sent you here to give you understanding. He sent you here to give you the keys to the kingdom, the keys to your high places in life. God has great plans for you. So everything that we do here is recorded, and you can feel free to go back into the archives and, you know, download it and partake of it as you need to. Amen and amen. Well, that's it for today, and we will be together again, God willing, next week. So in the meantime, make time to meditate the word. Make time to practice the word. Make time to give God's word first place in your life. What did God say? And as you do that, you follow your spirit. The Holy Spirit will always guide you. By your spirit, he will guide you into what steps to take, what's next. But be at peace. Stay in joy. How do you do that? Just simply, you know, having a song in your heart, you know, meditating on a psalm or something, you know, after you've done your meditation, you know, now you're going through the day. Here come the devil again, or here come the upset again, or here come the anxious feeling again. Whatever it is, you start to sing. You have a hymn in your heart, or you have a scripture that you know. You know, you begin maybe with "The Lord is my shepherd." Whatever you know, listen, whatever you got right now is all you need. You have all you need. Yes, you're making time to meditate. Yes, you're making time to put more in. But whatever you got is what you need. You got enough. Because remember what the Lord said in 1 Corinthians. He said, there's no temptation, no test, no trial that has taken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful and will not allow you to be tempted, tested, or tried above what you are able. Come on. And will, with the temptation, make for you a way of escape so you may be able to bear it. You may be able to overcome it. So there's no test that can come into your life that you're not able to handle. You got to know that. There's nothing that you're facing. There's nothing that I'm facing. There's nothing you're going to face that you're not going to be able to handle. You have what you need to handle it. Do you understand me? You may not know Bible, but you don't need Bible. Wherever you are is what you need. So if where you are right now is Psalm 23, if where you are is Jesus, because that's, remember blind Bartimaeus? That's all he has. That's all he has. That's all he has. He was sitting down blind, Jesus passing by. All he had was, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." So maybe you don't know scripture yet. You're not, you know, you haven't meditated. Wherever you are, you know Jesus. That's what you're shouting out. That's what you're standing on. Do you hear me? And you're focusing, keeping your mind on what is good, what is true, what is praiseworthy. Now, the devil's going, that's going to be a battle. That's going to be a battle because the negative news is coming at you 24/7. And because they can come to us on our phone, I mean, you can get the news even if you don't want to get the news. You understand? But that's all right. You just keep your mind, put your mind on what you can give thanks for. What's good? What's working? Focus on those things. Give thanks. Focus on those things. You understand? And you will move through. You will rise from level to level to level in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you now. God bless you. Have a beautiful day and a wonderful week. Jesus is Lord.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Yeah, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say,
born to reign,
born to reign, say,
born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa, sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign
in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no. Sing it like you mean it, say. Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary.